Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Bitcoin dropped below $66,500 during Asian hours as the dollar index rose above 105 for the first time since mid-November. The leading cryptocurrency by market value fell 4% in a bearish resolution of the recent week-long consolidation between $68,000 and $72,000. That's according to CoinDesk data. The broader crypto market nursed losses, with Ether, Sol, and Doge registering more significant losses. Bitcoin was down almost 7% at $65,226 as of 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and the CoinDesk 20 index was at 2,478, down more than 8%. In an interview with ABC News, FTX founder and former CEO Sam Bankman-Fried said he's remorseful for his actions. The disgraced founder was interviewed via email by ABC News and said the insolvency of the company was the result of several bad decisions. He said, quote, "I never thought that what I was doing was illegal, but I tried to hold myself to a high standard, and I certainly didn't meet that standard. I've heard and seen the despair, frustration, and sense of betrayal from thousands of customers. They deserve to be paid in full at the current price," end quote. Sam Bankman-Fried was sentenced to 25 years in prison. His defense team said it plans to appeal. And Tron Foundation and Justin Sun asked a New York court to dismiss an SEC lawsuit against it and others, saying the regulator failed to establish that the court has jurisdiction over the foreign defendants. The memo to the District Court of the Southern District of New York said, quote, "The SEC is not a worldwide regulator," end quote, and added that its efforts to extend securities laws to cover foreign conduct go too far. The case pertains to allegations of selling and airdropping unregistered securities, fraud, and market manipulation that the SEC brought in March 2023. That's it for CoinDesk Daily. Get more updates on CoinDesk.com, and we'll see you next time.